A study examining Wellington County's farmland and agri-food system showed the county provides almost $500 million in labor income within farm and upstream jobs. Council's focus at a Wellington County meeting Thursday was maintaining those numbers. The results were presented by Bronwyn Wilton, lead consultant at Wilton Consulting. Centre Wellington Mayor and County Councillor Sean Waters stated agricultural lands must be protected now, as growth is coming really quickly. Wilton had several more figures that she said show Wellington County's ag sector is thriving.
One of the important ones is that the agri-food system in Wellington County contributes $2.8 billion to Canada's gross domestic product, which is really important. And then I think it's $1.08 billion to Ontario's gross domestic product. And so that's really important, and it does provide for a lot of jobs.
Wilton also said education will need to be a focus moving forward.
I think one of the important things as our population grows is to make sure we don't set up conflict between urban and rural populations. So really making sure we do strong edge planning around new urban housing developments, and also that we incorporate that education aspect into people moving into the community, that they will be living close to agriculture, and that's a good thing.
She went on to mention 40% of the country's farmers will be facing retirement in the next 10 years. Councillor Doug Breen stated less than 2% of Canada's population is actively involved in agriculture, and a serious crisis could be coming down the road. Wilton says preventing this crisis locally comes down to teaching not only the population, but municipal and county councils about agriculture. Reporting for The Grand at 101, I'm Riley Gillespie-Wilson.